And now it's time for our update with City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
I am doing as well as can be expected on a Monday. How about you?
I'm doing great. Had a nice weekend, quiet weekend for COVID. We didn't have any cases over the weekend or any announced this morning, although I think we're going to get a couple announced tomorrow that came in afternoon. And the number of cases in recovery went up, so we're well more than half our cases have recovered. And I think it's going to be a big policy week for us, talking about the future.
Yeah, it definitely seems like things are changing into this week a little bit. How would you, so you're saying policy week, how else would you describe this change? Are we on the curve, maybe? If I know it's hard to predict, right?
It is, and we've got such a small amount of statistical information about what's happening in Juneau. I think that's good. I mean, we have a low number of cases, but not a lot of data. I think it's going to be all eyes on the governor today at 5 o'clock. He's got a press conference, and his social distancing mandate is set to expire tomorrow, and we all expect that to get extended. I'm thinking probably until around May 4th, and then it's going to be at the local level, I think, debate for our assembly members. Are we going to be ready in a couple weeks to open back up, and what's that going to feel like? But I think the first step is what the governor does today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, May 4th is not that far away, is it, already?
No, it's not. It's 2 weeks. So we've been in this hunker down since, I think, the 23rd of March or so around a month. And it feels like a really long time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can you remember before coronavirus?
Do you remember shaking hands with somebody? Like, what's that going to be like?
Like giving somebody a hug or a kiss on the cheek, right? That was like so last century. Yeah.
We're going to need classes, just like we're having classes to figure out Zoom and everything. We're going to need classes to reestablish social contact.
Something. I mean, all our norms are changing, and we just have to, we're going to have to be good at rolling with that. And I think what's going to happen is, the governor is going to announce something, right? But he's predisposed to relaxing the social distancing requirements at some point. So he's going to do that. And then I think the question for us is, are we ready here in Juneau? And do we want to assert a slower pace? Quite possibly. And I think that anything we do here has to be informed by, what's going on in the big population centers to the north and the south, Seattle and Anchorage, and what's going on in their healthcare facilities. I think one of the things that we haven't talked about is, we have a number of ICU beds here in Juneau, and they're not being used heavily right now, which is good. So if we had a high demand, we had them. But also in Anchorage and Seattle, they have quite a few ICU beds so that if we did have a great need, we could medevac people out of here. In the event that things were getting active in Anchorage or Seattle, that probably would inform the infection rate of travelers that come here, and that would inform the availability of ICU beds for medevac out of Juneau. So we have to look farther than ourselves, for sure, to make the best decision about where we're headed.
This is probably a big question. Will we see a cruise ship this summer?
I don't know that we will see a big cruise ship. Let me think about that. I'm guessing we might see a few at the tail end of the season, but not many.
Okay.
I'm guessing not zero, although that seems so far away. Our friends and neighbors in Skagway and Ketchikan have reached out because they're ready to have community-to-community discussions. They're wondering what's next, and it does seem kind of impossible right now to envision being ready for cruise ships.
What about
I think on the business sense, yes, but on the health sense, I don't think we have the protocols in place.
What if you had to predict smaller scale independent travel?
We might see more independent travel. So I think some of the smaller U.S. flagships, and I'm talking 20 to 100 passengers, are going to try and make a season. And maybe they can, because that's not such a logistical thing to get that number of passengers. Or if aviation opens up, maybe, you know, airline tickets certainly are cheap. Mileage tickets are cheap. So we might see a little bit of independent travelers. But any of those numbers would pale in comparison to a normal cruise ship season.
Got it. Well, we're just about out of time. I understand that tonight's special assembly meeting is just going to be virtual.
Yes, it's going to be. We're going to have a Zoom assembly meeting, so members of the public can certainly watch in, and hopefully we'll navigate the technology well. I would note for the public, it's tricky for us when we have to give opportunity for public comment at our meeting, so that makes them harder. Tonight will be a first for us, having that virtual assembly meeting, all of us at our devices.
And I see one can join that by going to the CBJ Facebook page or going to juno.org to find links to it. Is that how you'd recommend finding it?
That's the best way. And you can always go online and read our agenda at juno.org. You can hit the COVID webpage and, you know, go to the same old place for minutes and agendas at the top dashboard.
That's tonight's special assembly meeting, 6 p.m. Go to juno.org to check it out, or CBJ Facebook page. City Manager Rory Watt, I appreciate you being on the show today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, just wash your hands, Scott, and remember, taking care of yourself takes care of our community.
All right, thank you for your time today.
All right, bye-bye.